5 weeks before Election Day, some of Arkansas's newest voters were taking advantage of free pizza, free t-shirts, and a warm autumn afternoon on the campus of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. Bruce Holland, a Republican candidate for the state legislature, addressed the assembly as a class at UA Fort Smith conducted a voter registration rally.
Research your candidates. See who most closely represents your...
The two-hour registration yesterday afternoon was put together primarily by four students in the Chancellor's Leadership class, taught at UA Fort Smith by Chancellor Paul Barron.
And they've got a plan for making sure that everybody that registers here, that their information will be turned in a timely way, and that they will turn in all the information they need to verify that they will be on the rolls to vote.
Andrea Edwards, a freshman from Pine Bluff, was helping newly registered voters select a slice of pizza after they filled out the necessary paperwork. She's one of the four principal students who organized the event.
We felt that it was very important for people to register and get involved into the community and get involved with the politics because it affects us as a nation, and it's very important.
The organizers were hoping at least 100 new Arkansas voters would be registered by mid-afternoon. Many of the students signing up yesterday admitted they didn't know where they could register and appreciated the voter registration coming to them. And the idea was to make the registration as easy as possible. Andrea Edwards pointed to the bank of tables on the east side of the campus green.
You would go over there and show them your license. They were printed off. You fill out a paper, you get free pizza, free t-shirts, and that's all. It's pretty simple.
For the organizers, freshmen who belong to the UA Fort Smith graduating class of 2014, there were some details to take care of. They had to call the Secretary of State's office for clearance, and they'll have to make sure the paperwork is delivered to the proper authorities so those registering to vote yesterday can vote in November. Oh, and as Mohammed Zanfouli pointed out yesterday, there were some other details that required last-minute attention.
Actually, we forgot napkins this morning, so we had to run to the store and get them.
And as Mohammed pointed out, there are details after the event is over as well.
You have to get their driver's license, both sides. That's why we have a copy over there. And then they have to register on the paper, and we take that information, put it together, and we're going to take it to the state, and they're going to spread it out to the different counties, and that's how they'll know that they're registered. And in a few weeks, they'll get a card back saying that they are registered and what county they're registered for.
Brad Andrews, another of the organizers, had a pretty specific job yesterday. He was making balloon animals.
I've done balloon animals for about 4 years now. My uncle and my dad actually presented it to me whenever I was younger as a way to make money for trips and stuff. So, I mean, I've made probably thousands of dollars just for donations. I've never charged for balloons. And I just volunteered to do balloon animals because I knew I can do it and I figured it might attract people.
Brad says his four-student group, assigned through the Chancellor's Leadership class to design a public service event, was conflicted earlier this semester about just what kind of event to do. A voter registration rally wasn't necessarily their first choice. So Brad asked an upperclassman who had been through the class before for his opinion.
And he pretty much didn't really know which one would be best either. And then during the meeting, it was like an epiphany towards us. We all just decided that, you know, we should get involved politically, and we need voters in this area because the average college campus student, on average, I figured, wasn't registered because I'm not registered either. And so I figured maybe I could register. Which one would you like? Oh, yeah, you can go ahead and sign in. But we came to a conclusion to do the voter registration, and from there we just pretty much hit 90 miles an hour and kept going.
One of the four students organizing yesterday's voter registration in Fort Smith didn't take the time to register. But Kristen McClure of Fort Smith had a good reason for not registering.
I am actually not even eligible to register yet. I'll still be 17 whenever the vote goes on, but I'm going to register next year. So,
one of the other organizers of the event, Mohammed Zanfouli, did register yesterday, taking advantage of the event he helped create.
Happy birthday to you.
Mohammed could register yesterday because it was his 18th birthday. If you'd like to hear much more about the Chancellor's Leadership class at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, Chancellor Paul Barron explains how the scholarship-laden program works at the school at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com. Just look for the link to his comments below this story on today's edition of the online version of Ozarks at Large. Again, that's online at OzarksAtLarge.com.